Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello geeks and welcome to Social Geek Radio. Jack Munson here, your host and social media consigliere. Very special episode today. We are recording live in Atlanta, Georgia. More on that in just a moment. First, today's episode is brought to you by The Better Software Company. The Better Software Company has everything you need to take control of franchise operations with a software solution that does it all. Control your brand, support your franchisees, track leads, and take your sales and customer service to the next level with a CRM designed specifically for franchises. The Better Software Company believes that building franchise success means making it easy for franchisees to be successful. Learn more at thebettersoftwarecompany.com. Okay, folks, I mentioned that we are in Atlanta, Georgia. We are coming to you live from the beautiful Intercontinental Hotel lobby. As you can hear, I think we have a little background music and a few glasses clinking. Joining me today here at the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference is Tim Courtney. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Thanks for doing this out here in the middle of public with all of these people looking at us wondering what the hell are those guys doing.
Yeah, this is awesome. I love when you especially do these shows in these public environments, especially in the lobby. This is a beautiful hotel here.
It really is. This is one of my favorite hotels to stay at. It's also one of my favorite places in franchising. I've always said the lobby of this hotel probably has more franchise deals done than every boardroom and coffee shop combined in this franchise.
No, I would agree. I would agree.
So for the few folks out there who may not know Tim, give us a little bit of a background on yourself and what you're doing these days.
Well, thank you, Jack. So, Tim Courtney. I've been in franchising for about 17 years. I got into franchising way back in a company called Cruise One Dream Vacations, home-based travel industry franchise. I had no clue what franchising was about, and it said, hey, why don't you run this franchising division? So quickly learned what franchising was about, got involved with the IFA, did my CFE, and certainly just took it over, grew that brand from 400 travel agencies to 1200.
Wow.
In 5 years, and came over to the Pure Clean here and have really taking things under control and really starting to grow things here at PuroClean.
Nice, nice. Tell us a little bit about PuroClean. What's the concept and what's the day like for a typical franchisee?
So PuroClean, we are the paramedics of property damage. So fire, flood, water, mold, our franchisees are the superheroes of their community. They come in and they work with homeowners or business owners that are experiencing any type of water damage, fire damage, smoke damage, mold, whatever. I mean, they come in and they certainly mitigate the process, remediate the process, and they are working their butts off to do that every day, and they call themselves superheroes. That's what's great. It's community business.
I love that superhero analogy. So when you're running franchise development for that company, that means you're kind of the Nick Fury of the Avengers at PuroClean.
That's true.
Okay.
I
should write your commercials. I think we could do something there.
We can.
So how many years total have you been in franchise development?
So in franchise development, pretty much about 13 years total, 17 years at one brand, almost 3 years here at PuroClean. PuroClean is, I like to call, a re-emerging brand, right?
Right.
So
right.
They're a 20-year-old brand that has, under new ownership and looking to really grow, interviewed with the ownership there and our president. And look, we're looking to take this thing in the right direction, the right way. Not just selling franchises to sell franchises.
Yeah.
We want to find people who fit our culture and to continue to grow.
Right, right. You don't want someone who's not going to be with you 2 years from today.
Correct.
Yeah, good. Love that. let's talk a little bit about the trends in general, which it's going to be a big topic here at the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference. What do you see happening right now in October 2019 going into 2020? Things getting easier, things getting harder. Who's doing well? Let's kind of dive into that.
Okay, great. So I think what's happening right now in franchise developments, we came off an off year last year. I mean, I think all of franchise development was way off. The economy's too good. No politics.
Yeah.
No politics talk here. The economy's good, and there are people just not willing and able to leave their jobs. They're looking to start businesses, and they're looking to, you know, do that in a way where they can keep their day job. Let's come into today where we see that, and we see more people trying to make a commitment today. It certainly has been a little bit of a roller coaster. We've had a strong first quarter where we had record-breaking sales. Our second quarter kind of just evaporated on us. Our third quarter really kind of started to make that comeback, but fourth quarter is really looking strong. You know, again, I think it's, Jack, I think it's based on the branding and the business that everybody is looking at right now. What I see going into fourth quarter and the future, I definitely see a slowdown as there are a lot of educated people with a lot of money sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
And they are really looking for that business opportunity that is going to make them and their families prosperous in the years to come. What's happening is they're looking for those right businesses right now. Where everybody is going with this is certainly long-term growth and certainly very cost-efficient. And it all depends on what their passions are and what businesses they really want to get in.
So, yeah, without getting too buried in the politics, I see where you're going with this, that it is... We are sitting here in October with, what, a 3.5% unemployment rate? And as my grandfather used to say, 5% of the population is unemployable. So, you know, we're pretty much saturated with jobs. And some of those folks who may have thought, you know what, I'm going to run my own business. I'm going to start it. I'm going to do it this year. Right now, they're still sitting at a job that they may not love, but they have it. And they have... You know, all of those things like benefits and a 401k and all of those things. So where do you think the next group of people who might not be those corporate refugees, that's what we call them, right? The people who wanted to get out of the cubicle or out of the office. Where do you think we're going to find the next group of franchisees? And I don't just mean, you know, Generation Z or whatever we're going to call them next. Like, are we going to find people in different places than we've been doing for the past 20 years?
That's a great question. I think as we hunt for franchises at Pure Clean, we're always trying to find out who is currently operating in our network today. We've surveyed our franchisees. We know what backgrounds they've come in from. So we've begun to target those backgrounds, whether they are first responders, whether they are corporate employees, IT management, real estate brokers, whatever it is, I think we have a story to tell. And then when your brand has a story to tell about a franchisee who's come from an area outside of the normal recruitment process, whether that be an accountant in a restaurant, a doctor in a floor coverings franchise, you want to tell that story of why that person joined your franchise network. And I think that's what we are capitalizing on every day, is finding out who is already operating in our network, focusing our advertising efforts, telling that person's story. And then when that story is told, we get other people coming in looking to at our franchise.
One of the things that you guys do well that I really like is that storytelling from the franchisee's perspective, or actually telling the franchisee's story. Too many brands get so hung up on their own story, and let's face it, no one cares that your grandfather came over from Italy in 1962 and started the company with the pizza recipe and blah, blah. No one cares, right? unless it's your own grandkids, no one cares. So I think telling the franchisee's story, showing a potential franchisee that this is what your life could look like, I think that's one of the things that you guys do very, very well. What do you think of this idea, too? I think the next group, and especially as we get into the younger generations, they're not going to be the same 50,000 people that we all have in our databases, because we all have the same 50,000 people, right?
At least.
And I think the men and women that you're selling franchises to a year from now are going to be people who never thought about buying a franchise. I mean, you might have some of those now, right? They think of the word franchise and they're like, what, like McDonald's, Burger King, right? So I think there's going to be this emphasis on business ownership. And I think, you know, the Gary V's of the world have gotten a generation fired up on entrepreneurship. So thank you, Gary V.
Yep.
So any plans on reaching like that next group of people who never thought of being a franchisee? They may not have even thought about being a business owner.
Yes. I think the next generation of people who are looking at franchise businesses, I think that's where we need to go. I think everyone has a opportunity to think about entrepreneurship. I think everybody wants us to think about, I want to be my own boss. And yes, we've experienced this plenty of times in certain unfamiliar economies or unsatisfactory economies. This economy has been very strong.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened is, and what we're experiencing in franchising, especially at this level, even our home services level, is you have plenty of people who are kicking the tires on entrepreneurship. They love the opportunity to be their own boss. They love the opportunity of whatever business they're looking at, whether it's hair dry blowout bar or restaurants or even restoration, which is pretty much a recession proof business. They're looking at that and they're going, wow, okay, this is our opportunity, but I still can't leave my job because my job won't let me leave because it's that good.
You know, I think when we get into more of a gig economy in the future where people aren't just doing a job and maybe a side hustle, they're doing four side hustles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that might be the next group that we get into as well.
Okay.
You know, how many side hustles do you want? Here's one. Your franchise,
yeah.
Right? So let's talk a little bit about people getting into this business, not as a franchisee, but as a franchisor, or maybe more specifically someone selling franchises. There's a lot of people here who at this show that have not been here before. That's
yep.
really good to see a lot of new faces. What advice are you, as you know, sort of a living legend in franchise development, what kind of advice are you giving these guys when they're asking you what they should be doing? What should they be focused on, and what should they be, you know, maybe careful of? What should they be watching out for this year?
Well, thank you, Jack, for calling me a legend. I never thought of that as my
legend and Nick Fury all in, right. All in, I know. All
I never,
in one show.
I never thought of that. But look, I think, I tell everybody who, and I've kind of, I always like to pay it forward. I always like to talk the emerging franchisors, the ones with 1, 2, 3, 4 units or even considering thinking about franchising. I always say the same thing, and it's, look, you know, as you're building this, you need to build on culture. I mean, I'm going to be on a general session panel tomorrow, and it all talks about culture and finding culture. And, you know, I think there's no magic bullet. There's no magic bullet. There's no test. There's no this. There's no that that's going to find culture. You actually have to meet and talk with each of the candidates every day. You need to understand where they came from, who they are, and how do they fit into our organization. I think, you know, if you're starting out in this business and you want to maintain that culture, that thing that makes your brand tick, then you need to take the time out efficiently to speak to those individuals, speak to that person, and make sure that they are that fit. And I think that's what we forget sometimes as franchise development specialists. We turn our candidates into numbers, into processes, into whatever drip campaign they're in. But ultimately, in the end, you need to meet with those people. You need to talk to them, and you need to find out who they are.
Any other advice you're giving to the folks coming in? What about involvement in organizations like the IFA or Franchise yeah. Update? I would assume you're encouraging people to come and learn.
Yeah. So again, 15 years ago or so, I took over franchise development, and you're right. I mean, my thought process was McDonald's and Burger King and KFC were a franchise. I had no idea what franchising was beyond that 15 years ago. But today, yes, I can certainly say, please, if you're thinking about franchising, if you're an executive in franchising, if you're anything in franchising, join the IFA. Get your certified franchise executive. It was the best thing I ever did. I met so many friends. I made so many connections. This is how I met Jack. So this is why we're sitting here right now.
True.
Okay, so do that. Go to the shows. The International Franchise Association is a great resource. But let me tell you what. We're sitting here at Franchise Leadership Development Conference. I've been coming to this conference now for 10-plus years, and it is my favorite conference, especially if you're into franchise development, Jack, right?
Yeah.
When we're into development and you only want to focus on development, making the sale, getting the real estate, doing it, putting prospects through the process, Franchise Leadership Development Conference is where it is at. It's my favorite conference. It's intimate. It's quick. It's half day, full day, half day. You're out. But, man, I have met so many good friends. I met you here, Jack.
Yeah.
I met some of my best friends in franchising here. Paul Fishback from Entrepreneur Magazine. We just keep seeing his name because he left us. But other than that, look, this is Gary, Therese, Diane Phibbs. Franchise Update Media has really done a great job of getting intimate, content-heavy, learning experience conferences out there, and kudos to them.
Yeah, it really is one of the best, and I think back to your point about coming to this if you're new to the industry. This is where people basically tell you all of their secrets. I mean, that's like the biggest thing in franchising overall, but also for this show that's always amazed me. Franchisors, on some level, are all competing against each other. Whether you're a restoration service or a window cleaning company or a pizza brand, to some extent, you're competing for those future business owners. But this industry is so strange that competitors and people in the same industry and people fighting over the same budgets all share information with each other.
Yeah, we do.
You know, it's very rare. I have not seen that in some of the other industries I've worked at, obviously. Let's talk a little bit more about PuroClean. What kinds of fun stuff are you planning right now? Any big events coming up? Any big changes you can share with us? Or maybe anything you're really looking to do in 2020?
Well, thank you for that. So, look, PuroClean is, we like to say, a re-emerging brand. I mean, we are under new ownership for the last 4 years. We have a great president in Steve White, who has been in franchising for 30 years, started his franchising career at Domino's, and we are a franchisee-focused first company. And that's who we are. We are servant leadership. But some of the coolest new things that we're doing is, you know, I brought a veterans recruitment program to PuroClean called PuroVet. PuroVet provides a 25% discount to military veterans looking to get into business ownership. And then we're continuing to grow that. We're looking for a national veterans charity. We're looking to work more closely with veterans hiring groups and networking so our franchisees could hire veterans. That's part of our growth. The next thing that we're also looking to do is certainly not only grow that network, But grow our first responder networks, I think. So that's a little peek under the hood. We haven't announced that yet, but we're really going to do something for our first responders, including our veterans, because as you know, Jack, I spent 10 years as a volunteer firefighter on Long Island.
Did you really?
In an engine company. Yes,
wow.
I did, sir.
You know, I've known you how many years now, and I did not know that.
This is breaking news now, yeah. I guess, to you.
And I think, too, that there's definitely a, you know, the big Venn diagram of first responders and veterans, right? A lot of overlap there. And also in franchising, your veteran franchisees, I have no idea, but I'm going to guess, they probably perform better and make more money and have a better operation than your non-veteran franchisees.
They are more disciplined than anybody in our network. And what's great about it is they understand system. And system is my acronym that says, save yourself time, energy, and money. System. Save yourself time, energy, and money.
I think we just got a headline for this podcast, Tim.
Yes, we did.
Real quick about veterans in franchising. You guys are do a lot of work with VetFran from the IFA, correct?
Yes. Our president, Steve White, is co-chair on that committee. It's something that I've supported in all my other companies. VetFran with the IFA is a great opportunity and organization that helps veterans get into franchise ownership.
I always say with veterans and franchising, too, it's the right thing to do. It's also the smart thing to do. If your veteran franchisees are performing better than everybody else, give me more, right? And also, as far as VetFran goes, a quick plug for VetFran. Social Geek Radio is a proud supporter of VetFran. The program has nearly 600 corporate members and operates a national network of veteran franchisees supported by public and private sector partners. Learn more about VetFran at vetfran.org. If anybody wants to connect with you, maybe they've got some more questions about franchise development, what you're seeing, they want to pick your brain a little bit, where can they find you?
Yes, I love the Pay It Forward. So anybody who wants to reach me, please email me at T Courtney, that's T-C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y, at puroclean.com, P-U-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.com.
Awesome, great, and we will have a link to that on the Social Geek Radio website as well. Thank you, my friend, for doing this today. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, and we'll see you back here for many years to come, I'm sure.
Many years. Jack, I've only been bugging you about this podcast now for 3 years. Ha ha.
All right. Thanks for joining me today, Tim. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio, copyright 2019, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.